The content that you are about to listen to may contain strong language and mature subjects. Hosted by the world's most lovable group, Scratcher. Listener's discretion is advised.
I saw you limping on the way up here.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to mask it, actually.
Really? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, dude.
Where does that shit affect you? In the heels or the...
No, it's usually toes? My left foot in the front by the big toe. That's what Damn. Happens to me.
I know there's...
Like I haven't had it in like a year and a half, man. You guys keep teasing me.
And it also hurts his self-esteem. That's what happened.
No, not really.
No?
No. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, really?
You will anyway.
Hold up. Did I just hear the F word? I never heard him on this podcast. Did he ever? He never swore.
No,
that's the first time.
That's the fucking first time. I've been like F bombing all day. Man.
Oh, same. Yeah, same,
but
same.
It's PG, yeah, but like,
what up?
What up? What up? What up?
What up, Teddy?
Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy.
That's for a reason for you to tune in, Ted. We're talking about you, so tune in.
Yeah, you have to tune in.
Yeah.
That's how we get. We just talk shit about other people so that they can tune in.
Exactly. What are these guys talking about me now? I know you guys are low keying, saying you're not watching it, but I know low key, like straight up. I bet you like there's a lot of heads that I know the steez because maybe I do that too. But low key, you guys are listening to us, but you ain't saying nothing. I know that steez, man.
But yo, yeah. Hey, Mike. Thanks for inviting G and me last night to your dance recital, your interpretive dance recital. It was crazy.
The
like
dance recital?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. That was fucking
You guys missed out, man.
That was crazy.
No, it was definitely dope. Thank you. Like, I did not know that you can move like that, especially when you're trying to dance about a butterfly from birth to death. It's amazing.
That's hilarious.
Listening to
Scratcha
Radio.
Hold on, pause. Okay, visualize.
Right.
Mizza.
Uh huh.
Busting out a booty twerk dance right now.
Yeah.
Visualize that. Like, let it marinate.
Yeah, right. Show everyone right now.
I can't show people on the radio.
No, you can do it, and we'll just describe.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll do it right now.
All
right.
Okay.
Oh, look at this.
Oh shit! What the fuck? You know those guys when they like bend over, and you can see just a little crack in their ass.
The plumbers.
Plumbers. Yeah. Hey, let me get this here for you. And then they go down and they see. So imagine that, and then like, like Nicki Minaj, like booty shaking.
Oh my God.
But picture it on Mike.
And Mike smiling. He's like, he's turned around looking at you while smiling. It's like one of those import models, right? Posing in front of a car, ass up, looking at you, smiling.
So what do you guys think?
Yo, that's a 10.
That's definitely a 10.
That's a 10 plus, bro. Yeah. That's a 10 plus, bro.
How many years did you take these classes for?
Well, ever since I started scratching, that was like 1997. So how many years is that? Like 23, something like that. Yeah. So
We need a GIF. What is it GIF? Called?
Yeah,
GIF. GIF for that, man.
GIF and a meme. I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I'll figure that out.
GIF and the meme, man.
Make sure you're subscribed to Scratcher Radio at Scratcher Radio on Instagram. We'll be dropping those photos for you soon.
Word.
Definitely.
Word.
Okay.
The ultimate record case for DJs worldwide. Made by DJ for the DJ. So fresh slots. Protect your vinyl, control vinyl, or your favorite scratch records. Brand your slots with your own custom DJ logo. Follow us on Instagram at So Fresh Slots and visit our website www.sofreshslots.com. Look fly, stay fresh.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Scratcher Radio Podcast Show. We got the unfuckable, the battle anybody, genius.
Unfuckable?
Unfuckable.
Wow.
Okay, okay.
What up?
I'm not even going to try to start that.
Wow, that was...
No, that's good. That was dope.
Battle anybody. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get
that's
at.
That's what I'm saying. What up?
Unfuckable is a different meaning, in my opinion.
Always talking like kind of dirty, like
we are.
Yeah, no, Gout's talking dirty. He's like he interprets a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways,
and then okay. Gout's out to the man right here.
Oh, Mike Emerson. Always new and fresh. Yeah. We could fucking
always fresh.
It's always exclusive Gout. Yeah. We have like the exclusive.
The original Mrs. Goutfire.
That one's good.
That was a good one.
Mike MSA.
What up?
Shouts out to Wondercut.
We got the MIA.
He got the MIA today.
Yes. All good.
He's sitting on the bench right now.
He's sitting on the bench.
Word. We'll tag you in soon.
He actually called me and told me like he was just like pondering. I mean, he was actually thinking and visualizing how he could mimic your dance. Mm. That's why he's not here.
Word.
Yeah, he was intimidated. He was like, fuck this. I'm gonna try to figure out my routine before I come up.
Yeah. We're gonna dance battle in a future podcast.
Interpretive chicken dance battle.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Wondercut, he's not here.
Yes.
So Paul, like what's in the 411?
The 411. Actually, this is
Mary J. Blige. Yeah,
that's what I was just about to say, man. So holy good, shit! So that good. Was like, I was like, "What's the 411, yo?" And then you said Mary J. You fucking like read my mind, bro. What the?
I remember
fuck?
That.
He can dance.
I remember that album cover like hanging on your wall in your
black
old
and
spot.
White Mary.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The one
of
Mary J.
That was
all with a little tint of blue on it. Yeah. Right? I remember that one. Oh my god. Dope.
Yeah, she had one of those beret hats,
fedora.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that. Looking down, you kind of see your eyes.
Oh my god!
And then four, and then 411. <four ones.
laughs> So good. So
who
good.
did who produced that beat? I just always curious. Was it Primo? No, I don't know.
No.
Honestly, think it was all Puffy.
Oh, Puffy, yeah. Puffy, when he was, like, he's calling him, the era when he was called Puffy. Was called?
Are you sure, like, Dilla didn't make some of those?
No.
Nah.
Or no, he never did, right?
No. Yeah. He probably, like, Puffy? Flipped a remix, maybe? Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Nah, I don't think so. But anyways, what's the 411? We're going, like, 90s on y'all.
First off, big ups to all our listeners, to our loyal listeners who's been tuning in every week.
Word up.
You know, using us as a... getaway, an excuse to get away from reality.
That's dope.
You know,
you get away from arguments with the girl if you have a girl,
right? Or a guy if you
to kill you traffic on Highway 1,
definitely, or the 401, the 416, and the
while you can't hold it, whatever. You gotta take a big ass shit.
Yeah,
you just pop on scratch
and just
the radio.
Think of Mike. And that's what happens. Just hold that thought. But yeah, yo, G, let them know what our shows are all about.
What our shows are about?
I just put them on the spot right now.
It consists of the word gout. So we use that
fucking gout
all day, every day. So if you haven't tuned in,
right,
we're trying to flip gout as many ways possible. Right. Because we got the all-star Mizza Gout.
Right.
I don't understand your obsession with my gout problem. I haven't had it in like a year and a half.
No, look, Mike. Because that you went through this, we're just creating awareness and would love for people to understand and realize how strong and...
Oh shit, is that shiny?
Gout. What gout? Yo, this guy's showing pictures of
anyway,
China.
Anyways, tune in. We're all like just to be on the real side of things. Like I said, I got to say this every time, so... expect it. Subscribe, tune in on
we're on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, we're on Breaker, we're on iHeartRadio, and we're on Pocket Cast.
Yeah, trying to focus on this conversation, but Mike keeps showing me these WWE.
We're all about WWE.
China? I saw China.
You should
and
see my whole IG. It's just like 90s and 80s wrestlers.
That's fucking dope. The whole thing
is sick. That's and then cutting. Dope. There's like cutting ones too.
That's fucking dope.
You know, if you were... If I was to name you like one of the WWF wrestlers, I would call you the Iron Sheik. With a long mustache and just like, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Iron Sheik.
Is it the, I like it. I the like camel it. Gout?
The camel toe?
Freaking camel clutch.
No, it's camel clutch. Yeah, the camel clutch gout. I was trying to flip clutch with gout. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, let's focus on this. So, Paul, like, the topic is...
Topic today is
just hold on, don't mind us, we just ramble on, but I know you guys like that, so
yeah
let's get to the
I've seen messages or comments from all you guys out there. It's like, yeah, we like the couch talk better than
For real?
Yeah, they like the couch talk better than us talking about scratching, which is pretty odd.
That's dope, man.
But big ups to you if you guys like the couch talk and all the scratch shit too at the same time.
Let me try this. Hey guys, this is Eric. I'm back. I'm here.
That's pretty good, man.
Hey, yeah. I couldn't make it, but I came back to talk with the Scratch Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's forward thinking. I was trying to make Mike. But I kind of.
Anyways. Topic of the day is
hamster versus regular.
Oh shit. So
we put a feeler out there online.
I saw a lot of
comments on how you guys became hamster or on a regular set. So yeah shouts out to everyone for leaving comments, like, because you guys, we have content. We have stuff to talk about, and you guys made us realize or just like reminded us why
we do this.
Exactly.
We appreciate y'all for even leaving comments. Do that often. And also, like, again, IG Scratcher Radio, follow Scratcher Radio. I said it like a fucking
your Filipino Tourette syndrome came out again.
The Scratcher Radio.
The Scratcher Radio. I can't believe that fucking came out of my mouth. That's like a fucking
So good.
Welcome to Scratcher Radio. Radio Pinoy on our 93.3 The Killer Bee.
Yeah, anyways, thank you. Good. Leave comments, more comments. Man. We need more comments. Yeah.
Para sa
this guy's radio.
Welcome to Scratcher Radio.
Scratcher Radio.
Anyways,
okay, back on topic.
Yeah, wow.
Back on topic.
All right.
Okay, hamster and regular. So
hamster versus regular. Okay, yeah. Somebody explain what hamster or reverse style is.
But anyways, but check this out. Yo, big up all my regular people. Like, okay, I'm in this crew with my boys.
Here we go.
Paul Scratch.
Word.
Mike Mizza, and the boy Wondercut. These fools are all fucking hamster, and I'm the only one regular. Sometimes I feel left out, but at the end of the day...
Okay. But you got to go back. Tell us what hamster versus regular is.
Hamster versus regular, or should I just...
What it is.
What hamster is.
So, regular. Let's just talk about... You guys can talk hamster.
Okay, word.
Regular is the real way to scratch.
Oh, wow.
So, regular is the real... So I'm gonna set it off like that.
Yeah.
Regular is actually like when you get a mixer, it's the natural way. Like I would consider it, like if you were to go on a mixer and just the fader, it's the regular way. I don't know how to say it. It's just the regular way.
So like you hook up the left turntable to
let's say channel one.
And then the right turntable into channel two, right?
I just follow the normal way. Right. So when you say the normal way, you're saying exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
That's the normal way.
Word up.
So not trying to hate on thing, but the realness.
I'm not trying to hate on this, but I'm going to hate on this right now. Amazing.
Exactly. I'm not trying to hate on hamster, but the realness is regular.
Wow. Okay.
Whoa.
So hamster.
Is that Joey? Fucking
whoa.
We're fucking talking of our age now. When you do the, like, a lot of new heads,
I don't think anybody knows who Blossom is.
Blossom.
Whoa.
No. Anyways. That? What's Joey P. Jeremiah? P for Playboy. Degrassi.
What are you even talking about right now? Are we talking about hamster and normal? This is ridiculous.
But yo, break down hamster. So like when you guys do it that way, that you guys are so confusing. So much time, man.
So hamster back in the day.
Yeah, back in
genius.
For you, back
in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was no such thing reverse switch or hamster.
True.
So what you would actually do is you would hook up the left turntable to input two and the right turntable to input one.
That's good you pointed it out, because like the new mixers, they already have just a switch.
They have the reverse switch.
But as old as Mike is, we would know
as shit.
Wow.
He would know the original or the OG way, which was take the RCAs
and flip it basically.
actually, even before that, I know what Melo D did.
Oh, yeah.
He would actually flip the mixer upside down or even sideways. Yeah. Other DJs would flip it sideways. I was reading some comments like, guys would used to flip their mixer sideways because they like scratching with the ups.
Right.
Tight.
With the volume faders.
Yeah.
Actually, when you talk about hamster, I agree with that. You actually, the up faders feel more natural. Mm-hmm. That's why cutting hamster on the fader makes sense, or reverse.
Right. That's how I look at things. But the problem with you, though.
Oh, with me? Yeah. You I'm a hybrid.
But you juggle hamster. I mean, you juggle regular.
Oh, shit.
You want me to tell you exactly? This is weird. So when I actually, when I beat juggle, I juggle regular because that's how I learned. I actually learned from Genius how to beat juggle.
Yeah.
So that's, and when I was mixing back then, that's exactly how I would mix also.
Weird.
But I found that scratching wise, I learned with Paul and we started cutting on hamster.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But then when I mix out, I mix hamster now, like for some reason.
You mix hamster now.
But
you still juggle regular.
I still juggle regular.
That's weird. You know what? I think it's kind of like people who skate, like skateboarders.
Okay, right.
There's a snowboarder. Okay. So there's regular and there's goofy footage.
There's goofy, yeah.
Right.
Goofy, it's I guess it's relates way, to right? your scratching. Yeah, you do the mixing regular, right?
And there's Mongo too.
Fuck.
There's so many. But
there's so many terms. But I see what you're saying. But that's just straight like retarded, man. It's not. I guess it's just naturally that you're used to it. It's your liking to do that, right?
Yes.
Right. What feels natural for you?
Just
right?
feels natural for me.
Exactly.
So you guys, when you guys started scratching, just all of a sudden, you just felt like, break that down, because I never had that urge to do it hamster. I just want to know how you guys when you first started, did you start?
No, we were regular. We were both regular.
You guys are converted, man.
And I was I was right-handed turntable, not left-handed.
That's right.
Turntable.
Yeah, I remember.
What?
That.
Oh, because the right hand was more dominant then.
Right. Yeah. And when we switched to hamster, that's when I figured, well, maybe the stronger hand should be on the fader.
Right.
You got more control, and I desperately wanted to crab.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a thing for me too, actually. Yeah. Like flaring and crabbing, I found was easier on the hamster, like the reverse side,
right,
as opposed to the regular side, because your thumb has to be very strong if you're regular.
Actually. Yeah, I think it gives it a bounce when you.
That's
do
right.
Hamster,
you
right?
also
it gives it a bounce.
You have kind of like something to bounce.
It's sort
off
of, yeah, it
yeah,
bounces.
That's what
us,
I say.
For us, like we have to hold our thumb. I was getting our thumb. Fuck with
Phil, you know, Tourette's again.
What the fuck's going on, man? But we have to hold our thumb and like do the crab thing.
The thumb.
But
for you guys who don't know where that term hamster originated from, it originated from DJ Quest from the Bulletproof Scratch Hamsters.
Word up.
He coined and created the technique.
Wow.
And Quest has been he's been reversed style Quest. Since back in 1986, which is a freaking long time ago.
In 86? Wow. I didn't know it was that far. I thought it was like in the 90s, actually.
No, 86, he says.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. West. Wow.
So earlier on, like I put a post like about a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what if there was a DJ battle where everyone who's regular on one side, everyone who's hamster on the other side,
that'd be cool.
And then they would clash and do a battle. And I would say, cool. I was thinking like this in my head. We would fucking win easily, bro. Regular would win. Who's with me? Who's with me? Make a comment. Let me know, man. But like, I'm just telling you, like, if we look at the scratchers on the regular side versus the hamster, I'm like, it's kind of bounces, but I'm saying, like, we got D Styles, we got IQ, we got Genius, we got Critique, we got like, right. But you know what? There's Tiger Style. If you see a video on YouTube with Tiger Style,
mm-hmm.
He's ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous? Because like that's left and right, but he's more like
hamster.
I remember reading about his mixer. The mods, basically, it was it would cut on both sides, like the Jesse Dean fader. He would love that shit because you know what I'm saying.
And by the way, we got Toad Style, who's regular too. So I mean, like you guys got Qbert. But anyways, back on topic though, like. what I'm saying to you on the battle on that side. Like,
why do we always have to battle?
No, that's what I'm saying. He'll battle anybody.
I know this guy.
No,
this
guy, but
coming for throats, he said.
But what I'm saying is, like, that battle's like would be so crazy. We got Deska's regular.
Mm-hmm. Like, actually, I have a question though. Like, with you being regular style, with all the DJs that was, you know, during your upbringing, were they regular?
A-Track was.
Yeah. Like,
The
guys
around were your, me, my homeboys. No. Like, you guys, no. Anyone that I, like, fucked with was Hamster, man.
They were Hamster too?
Well, like,
Decepticons guys were all Hamster? Like, Blast?
Yeah, no, Blast is Hamster, and he juggles Hamster. He's like,
Oh, shit.
What about, like, Hi-Fi? Was he Hamster? Or
no, he's regular.
He was regular.
He's regular.
Oh, where?
Hi-Fi was
regular. I was trying to remember.
So, yeah, we were just touching on, like, you know, if you're a DJ, right, like, and your crew, mm-hmm, like, who was regular and who was Hamster and who, like, was there a difference? Like, was it, like, what were you trying to go off on?
No, okay, so, well, for me and Mike, our story is pretty funny. Like,
For me
and Mike.
Yeah.
Our story is pretty funny because, like, the guy that we learned off from, he was Hamster. We both started regular, right? Me and Mike.
Right.
And when we would practice with him, he would have to, like, again, this is pre Hamster Switch days, right? And we would cut up with him.
Yep.
And he would just, like, get angry at us for always switching to RCAs.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's the story, actually.
I was reading on the comments too, like, a lot of guys who learned from like these old school DJs, if they were Hamster, they would have to learn Hamster, and that's how they become Hamster or Reverse.
Right.
So yeah, that was our story. Like, that's the only reason why we actually switched over to Reverse style.
I wonder how Eric became Hamster. I think he juggles Hamster too, right?
He juggles Hamsters with me, like me too. Yeah. I mix Hamster too. I remember
you mix Hamster.
I mix Hamster too. You know, a funny story. I remember DJing with an old school DJ out here. Shout out to DJ Dave. We played out one time together. I opened up for him, and I left the mixer as is. I forgot and went outside for a cigarette. He was so, like, distraught. Like, he didn't know what to do, what was going on. I was like, when he came back, he's like, how do you switch this, you know? And there was no Hamster switch on that mixer either. It was the Pioneer, like the,
wow,
the four channel.
So the RCA.
There's so many plugs too in the back. It's yeah, like, so, and it's dark.
And the CDJs there in the mix too. So it was kind of like throwing them off, right?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I felt bad. But yeah, he was like, he was doing all the, he was using the volume faders.
That must have been like
that's a disaster.
Yeah, after that, I bet he's like,
yo, fuck this guy.
Exactly.
Fuck this guy.
Never DJ with a battle DJ ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are the perks being regular?
The perks?
Yeah, the perks. Like,
what makes it
so special?
Well, the regular, let me break this down. Hold on.
Do it.
So, regular, when you see the word regular, the first letter of the regular, first letter of regular is R, and what R stands for is the realness. So it's the real way of scratching. Well, I'm not trying to hate on Hamster, but regular.
But I'm gonna hate on Hamster.
Yeah, again, it's the normal way.
Isn't reverse start with the letter R too?
Reverse is like true, but it's called Hamster.
Or you're gonna say R for wrong.
No, but what I'm saying to you is like, yeah, for wrong.
Silent W.
But what I'm saying to you is when a mixer came in, no one added a switch. What was the original of the mixer? Regular.
Okay.
So there was no inputs or outputs to do that. You guys had to figure that. I'm not trying to hate, but I'm just saying.
But I'm gonna hate.
No, but Hamster is like fucking crazy too.
Okay, like name some cuts that a regular fader would sound, I would say, would be easier to do on a regular.
For me, in my opinion.
Yeah, fader setup.
Yeah, the fader setup, I think, the crabs, like you said, I think that would be easier on Hamster, but it all depends, like, how long you scratch and, like, how long you've been doing it.
I mean, for example, like, we did this, you guys were doing a cut sesh, you and Slippy, just right before this show.
Shout out to Slippy. And I was, like, breaking down stabs.
Stabs, and I was like, do you know why
he's so good at stabs? So me and Slippy were cutting, shout out to Slippy, and then we were just practicing stabbing. I was stabbing for, like, almost, like, 3 bars straight and tried to clean. And then Paul comes in, you know why you're doing that long? It's because you're regular. And I see his point. Like, when you're a regular, you can stab longer, I believe, because it's just natural to just tap it.
The tapping, yeah, I could agree. I could see that.
The
yeah.
tap, like, I was reading up on that too. Like, a lot of guys who are on a regular style, right, they say that transforming stabs are wicked when it comes to a regular, when you're on regular.
I never really thought about that. That's true.
Yeah, it's like a tap, right, motion, and
just
you're
more
using
of a tap,
like,
rather, right, than a wrist motion.
Right.
And then do the wrist. I think does the bounce when it hits.
That's
the
why
thing.
I don't stab as much. Yeah. I do forwards,
but
it's not
only
like
two stabs, though.
It's not like 12 in a row. Like, shut up, man.
It's like, it's like two stabs. Fuck this. I'm gonna do flares.
yeah, it's true. It's true.
I give up.
But you know what? That's flow right there, because you're adding basics just a little bit.
But
adding.
It's not impossible because you watch Shortcut. He's
but
sick
anyways,
at stabs,
anyways,
man.
Yeah, and is he hamster or regular?
He's hamster, bro.
Are you sure?
No,
like he's a hybrid.
He stabs on the upfaders.
Yeah, that's right.
Regular.
He juggles regular.
No.
He stabs on the upfaders the same way as reverse.
True,
anyways,
true, true,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah, he's kind of the exception, though.
No, he's super ill.
He's
at,
ill. He's ill
at doing stabs.
Yeah.
And then they're saying that hamsters, if you scratch reverse, it's easier to accomplish open fader scratches such as flares.
In hamster?
Yeah.
You guys break that down. I'm not a hamster, man.
Because you, when you want the open scratches, right?
Okay, because the fader is always open. Yeah, true.
You have more of a point of reference when you're reverse, I think, in my opinion, because you have something to bounce off of.
Right.
That's kind of what I think.
True. I don't know too much about hamster, but like, yeah.
But really, it's either you do it one way or you do it the other. I don't know. I don't really.
There's no right.
There's no right
way.
Or wrong.
Right.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah. But I mean, it also depends on who you guys looked up to too.
Really? Yeah.
True.
Some guys were saying that they looked up to like Hubert a lot, and they started off that way.
People get influenced by that.
Right?
Yeah, I could see
influence
that.
Does a lot of decision.
It's like
making for you.
Yeah. A lot of influence.
Like, let's talk about like we always talk about cutting, but like, what about beat juggling? Does it, like, I beat juggle regular because it makes sense. It's like I travel the fader to the left side to make that track play. But like, what is it like to do a hamster? Yeah. Like, you have to reverse your mind, kind of like
for juggling.
Yeah.
Does not it make more sense for you?
It just makes sense because that's the way I've been cutting.
Yeah.
If I want the sound out, I'm gonna position the fader out, right?
Yeah, it's just like
true.
It's kind of,
I don't know, I'm like kind of, I
it
still
looks
can't do that,
right? It's obviously, it looks but reverse, but it's
I do notice, like, there's like these juggle videos that surfaces once in a while on IG of me and this guy, me and Genius.
Yep.
He was cutting, he was juggling first before me. It's like, it looks so natural. Then when you look at me, it looks goofy.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Like skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
I guess so, yeah. That's,
I look
it
goofy.
Does, it just
now.
Looks like.
When he's chasing, like, you know, when you're strobing, it looks fine. But when a hamster guy does it, it's like, what is he doing?
It's because you're going vice versa.
Yeah,
you're going the opposite way.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
When you're on the, when your hand's on the right, but your fader is turning, like, it just looks different, man.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if it at the end of the day, if the sound comes up the same way, I wouldn't, it doesn't really matter what.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's true.
It doesn't really matter.
It's all about straight sound.
Yeah.
Straight sound.
These are just like aesthetics, if you can kind of look whatever. But
Yeah.
Shout out to all my regular people.
Shout out to all my hamster people.
It's 3-1 in my crew, like, that's why I got to shout out my regular people.
Yo,
wait, when we went to Nam, who was, they were all halves?
That's
L Train,
like,
was
like
regular.
I think like
Jorik,
man,
was regular.
Yeah,
Jovi
50-50.
Was
PJ's reverse.
Yeah, PJ's and Ray's reverse too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ray, Rated R left a comment saying, I started regular because I didn't know any better. I tried hamster just for fun to battle against my friends, and I started to realize hamster felt good. So I kept at it and said, sorry, regular, maybe next year.
That's a good comment. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I guess it's like the most comfortable state you're in when you scratch is the way to go.
Right.
At the end of the
Yeah,
the end
I would
day,
say so for sure.
If you guys like do regular, then you switch like rated and then get comfortable doing it, then peace regular. It's just what you're comfortable with.
That's right.
It's what you want to do, yeah.
But I think juggling has to do a lot with determining which style you're going to be. Like, for example, like Mike C. Shouts out to Mike C. He says, started hamster, but then switched to regular because I also wanted to juggle. This was before the hamster switches. And he goes, kids these days.
Yeah.
Shit.
See? So yeah, it does.
It's a good story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, every mixer now, like a battle mixer, you see that switch now, right?
So. No, I think even like regular mix, like mixers. They all have that.
Shouts out to Chad Joshua. He says he scratches and he juggles hamster. Makes more sense to me as the up faders are already in reverse position from the crossfader.
True.
That's exactly the way we thought of.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning about hamster as this topic goes on.
I think it's just like, you know, whatever, just like you said, G, it's like whatever feels good and makes you comfortable, that's the way to go.
I mean, it's just like writing.
There's no right and wrong way. It's just kind of like whichever way works for you.
Still want to do that battle if there's a battle like that. I'm just curious, man.
Yeah, I'm curious as well. Yeah,
the only thing I can do on like regular is like forwards and like transforms.
Same. I could try.
Same. You're like destroy on them. Talking about bro.
No, I mean like if I was going hamster.
Right.
I would be like, it would be hard to double click. No, I think it's more of a bounce. Like you guys just bounce off like, that the end of the fader, right? It just bounces when you, it helps you. And then you flick up, right? Do you flick a hamster? Do they flick?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, it's what you're describing is a wrist motion.
Yeah, the wrist motion, yeah.
Yeah.
So when we do it kind of, it's the opposite way, but we're using
you use the fingertips more.
Fingertips more, yeah. Exactly. And then we rely on the thumb for stability for like the crab scratch and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thumb really needs to be a spring. Like when I teach my students,
it can't be stiff.
It can't be stiff. You have to push back or else you're not going to hear your clicks. Like if you do crab or like, you know,
but
a flare.
How you put it, it has to be a spring.
That's right.
Spring. Good.
That's the way I teach them.
Like a trap door.
Trap door.
No.
No. No.
Fuck, I didn't get that
one. No, it's like the door that goes back in that little fucking tail that you prevents the door from thing, that's a spring. So
the stopper.
Door stopper.
Door stopper from hitting the wall.
Anyways.
Here's one from P Love, Table Turns, Montreal.
Oh shit.
Or New York, sorry. He goes, I didn't feel like I had the hang of scratching until an old school dude showed me how to plug the left table into the right input because I felt more like scratching with the up faders. When I got into juggling, I taught myself how to juggle hamster because I was too lazy to keep rewiring the tables every time.
That's so
and dope. This was before switches. I eventually got an 05 and paid a homie to install a switch in it, but mainly for the other people's convenience.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the same
thing. That's a crazy story too.
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
All these stories, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember because I still do, but I still juggle regular and I scratch hamster. I built one of those switches because I was too cheap to pay for one. There was a Newmark. You guys remember that switch?
I think you did. That's right.
And a hamster.
I used
switch.
To call this dude because he would like fucking make arcade machines and fucking mod any turntable. Right. I remember back in the day for me.
Yeah.
When I was at his crib.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was fixing my shit. He's like, yeah, I could do that. Just bring it over. And I'm like, fuck, Mike. Yeah. You're Mike Guyver.
He's not just a pretty face and gal. He's just not a pretty face and
that's OG, though. MacGyver, Mike Guyver. I used to call him that. Yo, you're fucking Mike Guyver. Oh, you remember that shit?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's like,
bro.
That was like 40 years ago, man. Yeah. Questions.
No questions. More comments, actually. The kid named C.
Kid named C. Shout out.
Shout out to you and Houston.
Word up.
Yeah, he goes, he scratches hamster. When I started back in 83 or so, I had no one to teach me anything. So I just happened to hook the tables in that way. I thought that what later became known as hamster was the way it was done until I met other DJs later on and learned that I was the oddball.
Is that a true story? True story?
Okay. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
So, dude,
That's dope.
He took. So, I'm buying turntables at the store. I put it. Let me switch it the way and keep it that way.
I don't know, man. There's really no right and wrong with
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure,
you're right.
Props.
Yes. DJ Ross says, went from regular to hamster due to having the Techniques SH DJ 1200 official DMC mixer. You don't have to say out the official, man. Like
That's not the official. That's not the OG. The OG is like the one down the battle at now.
Right, right. And
pause. PMC. Was it the, what mixer was that?
The PMX 2.
Yeah, PMC.
Right. And then, okay. So DJ Ross says, went from regular to hamster due to the Techniques SH DJ 1200 and its fader not having a long lifespan. So when it would bleed on the regular side, I would rewire the turntable to reverse the fader. And I realized the configuration felt more natural and comfortable to me and have stuck with it ever since. All these converters, eh? All these guys like converting from regular to hamster only because it was by accident almost.
Wow, that's crazy. That's interesting.
You know about that fader bleeding a lot, actually.
I do, but I...
I remember washing it in the hot water and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mentioned that with
yeah, you before. Watch our fucking podcast.
Listen
bro.
To our listen podcast, to it, Mike. Fuck, do you like? Do you not
of
listen?
Of course I do.
He's not even here right now.
He's not here, he's man.
Not. calling in.
He's fucking calling in. All right.
So,
but yeah, I mean, yeah. Once again, there's no right and wrong. If you guys are reversed or hamster, it depends on how you prefer the feel of scratching. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Yeah, big ups to you if you're a regular. Big ups. There's perks for that. Big ups to you if you're hamster. There's perks for that.
What are the? We didn't break down the perks for hamster because I don't know. You guys know.
Like yeah. With open scratches.
Oh, open fader scratches.
Yeah,
true,
open
true,
fader
true,
scratches.
Right.
Like those come off easy. Like doing flares and orbits and whatnot. And crabs. Crabbing is also. It's crabbing. Honestly, sounds different
from
regular to hamster. It sounds more sharper than on a regular, when you're on regular. It sounds sharper to me. Like, fast transforms.
You know what? I never really I never really noticed, like...
I think it depends on the spring, man. Like, the thumb.
But fucking guy in the spring.
Spring.
It's true, man.
Yeah. True.
True, true, true.
True, true.
True, true.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to everyone who's hamster and regular. Like we said again, I'm repeating my shit, but... whatever you're comfortable with, that's definitely the way to go. If yeah, you're, yeah, like... kind of like regular on mixing and then hamster on juggling and then regular on scratching, then do it. Just do you, man. Whatever
yeah,
you
there's
feel.
No right and wrong. Again, there's no
you know
right
in my opinion, I think that if thinking? You're gonna be no if you're going to be hamster, do everything hamster. If you're gonna be regular, do everything regular, because like I'm not, and it's sometimes it's kind of sucks, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so basically Mike's hating on his own shit.
Basically,
no.
I don't think you should like cut hamster and juggle regular. Like, right. I think that's wrong to me.
Why?
Because it's just when you're transitioning. Okay, like so I'll give you an example. 50, so if you're doing like DMC routine, for example.
Okay.
And then in the middle, so you're gonna cut to a beat, and then you have to switch hamster. Like you just flip the switch. It's kind of annoying because like, what if you're on the wrong side? You know what I mean? Like you flip the switch, like all of a sudden it's that other record.
Yeah,
so
right,
I'm
right.
saying
so,
like, yeah, yeah. If you go one way, then you never have that problem. Just something I know.
Yeah, what he's trying to say is, I think when you do it that way, it gets a little bit more complicated.
So you, right? you're saying
yeah,
like
it's a little more complicated.
Yeah,
it's a little more time.
I wouldn't recommend
effort.
Anyone doing the way that I do.
So you got to go full retard.
Yeah, basically.
There's no,
your words, not mine.
There's no buy. There's nothing, eh? No, 50-50.
There's a classic quote there. Your words, not mine.
That's exactly. That's on a shirt.
But anyways, yeah, you know, like,
shirt doesn't make any sense anymore. It says gout and it says your words, not mine.
Like if you don't want to listen to Mike, this amazing. Is like the real deal. Like yeah. if you're comfortable at whatever you do, just do it. Period.
Sure.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
End of day.
Yeah, yeah. There's no I said this like four times. There's no right and wrong.
We turned the echo on this mixer here. It's like an echo delay, so it repeats.
There's no shit.
Can we just... We ran our shit like three times just in a circle. Like, it came back to the same thing
yeah,
again
yeah.
and again.
But, like, you guys do notice, like, back...
In the day.
Like, the old school DJs, they're usually on a regular scratch fader or whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're not hamster.
Yeah.
Unless you're a scratch nerd.
True.
Usually.
True.
Yeah. But anyways. Shit. Well, we did 36:53.
That's pretty good. Regular amateur. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of that topic.
Yeah.
We kinda did.
Yeah, man, tune in. Fuck it, I don't know what the fuck.
There's nothing left.
I don't know. What I'm saying is, yo, if you guys have topics too that we want to get you guys involved, so just drop a line on Facebook, drop a line on Scratch Radar. What do you want to hear next? I know Paul put up on story what you want to hear, but like, keep doing that so we can have something to talk about.
Help us out. We're only on episode 11.
Yeah, we're only on episode 11.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Like, as a
season one, episode 11.
Yeah, fuck. We're used to this shit, but we can right. freestyle. We freestyle like a lot of things. So
yeah.
But topics help. So go to Facebook. Always like whatever. Leave a comment about what you want to talk about next. But we have something lined up. Like a lot of things. Lined
oh yeah, we got.
Yeah, yeah, we got. Lots.
Yeah. So
yeah, we haven't even touched getting guests on our show yet.
Exactly.
So. Word.
Yeah,
and even the Collins.
Yeah, no Collins yet.
Yeah, and we got the what's it called, the porn star Colin too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we gotta work for that one.
We left for that one.
Definitely.
But anyways,
shouts out to PH. Well, yeah.
Who said that on the last? What's
Pajilla?
No. But who said what's PH? Someone said.
I think that was me.
Oh shit! Now you.
That was me. I was like, what? What do you mean, Planet Hollywood? Like, what would you talk about, Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood.
It's like what? Shouts out to Planet Hollywood. PH. What? Word. Okay, break.
Break.